In Parshas Va'eschanan, the Torah talks about the prohibition of Baal Tosef. Sifu ala davar asher anochi misavcha hayom. We have a iser of Baal Tosef and Baal Tigra. You're not allowed to add to the Torah, and you can't take away from the Torah. And Rashi learns about Tigra, about Tosef, you can't add five parashias to the tefillin, or five parashias to the ruav, or five minim to the ruav, five strings on the tzitzis, and you can't make three, etc. So that's about Tosef and about Tigra. The Ramban adds that even if you don't add to a mitzvah, but creating a new mitzvah is a shaila, it's also an isser about Tosef. Like when Yerubim ben Nevat, when he split up the tribes and with the 10 shvatim, he added a new yunta. That's a problem about Tosef. So, in fact, that's the whole discussion in the Gemara about Purim. The bottom line is they were able to add Purim, but it wasn't so simple. And they discussed why Hanukkah. Hanukkah was, we'll see, that's for a different reason. Maybe that was from the Rabbanan, not the prophets. But the bottom line is that's how Rashi learns and the Rabban learns. The issue is not just adding or decreasing a mitzvah, but it's as well to adding to a mitzvah. And in fact, the Vilna Gaon points out that we have Baal Tosef also in Parashas Re'eh in a couple of weeks. And so why do we need two Lavim are the same? So the Gra points out that one is in Lashon Rabim, also Sifil Adavar, and the other one says Sosif alav, Sigram, Lashon Yochid. So what's the difference between Lashon Rabim and Lashon Yochid? So we know the Gemara at the end of Megillah. That's one of the things it talks about, the difference between the Tochacha in the end of the book of Torah, Kohanim, Bechukosai, and the Tochacha in the end of the book of Devarim, Mishneh Torah, of Kisavo, that one's Lashon Rabim, that's how they explain that, or Chayim HaKadosh, right? That Lashon Rabim, you're part of the Klal, so there's always hope. It ends with Skosavas, but if you're on your own, watch out. So either way, the Gemara over there talks about Lashon Rabim. It says, to teach me in general, the Gemara is a Klal, Svartem Lachem, Ukhaftem Lachem, it's a mitzvah on everybody, every Jew's Mechuyev, it applies to, and then Tanu Svarta Lacha, Lashon Yochid, that's to the Beis Din Hagadol. So the Vilna Gaon explains when it's Lashon Rabim, so that's the halacha to the every individual. Don't add a fifth mim, don't add a fifth parasha, whatever. It's a lav on the individual. But Lashon Yochid is on the Beis Din Hagadol. So like the Rambam writes, like the Isser Baal Tosef is like a Beis Din comes along and says, the iser of chicken and milk is daraisa, that's Baal Tosef. They can't, even saying a mitzvah midrabanan, that's a problem. That's why, so that's the question here. That's why we say if they tell you it's only a horosha and then it's different. So that's according to the Gra, that's the Lashon Rabim, Lashon Yochid. In general as well, there's another machlokes in terms between the Ramban and the Rambam about what's the nature, how could you the Gedarim of Baal Tosef and Baal Tigra, because how do we have all these Isuri Durabanan? The rabbis can't add, according to Ramban, you can't add your own mitzvahs. So obviously the Rashba, others write, it's included in it, but the Ramban writes it's a siag. It's a preventive measure to violate Yisurim in the Torah. And according to the Rambam, as we mentioned, that as long as they're not claiming it's a mitzvah in the Torah, so that's the machlokes here. Those are the two days, the two avim of. But you have the Machlokes, Rashi, Ramban, whether Baal Tosef is adding to a particular mitzvah or adding a new mitzvah. And then we had the Gra about Lashon Rabim is on Kol Echad V'Echad, Lashon Yachid is on the Beis Din HaGadol, not to make up new mitzvahs or don't claim mitzvahs drabanan on mitzvahs in the Torah. And you have a Machokas, the Rambam and the Ramban, and why you can make Yisuri drabanan either because it's a siag, so it's okay, you're protecting the Torah, you're not making anything new, you're protecting the same mitzvah. Or as long as you're not claiming it's a mitzvah in the Torah, it's not a problem of Baal Tosef.